Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Josh Walker's been kind enough to join us for Prestige Jayco for our pre-match interview. Josh, we know you've worn a couple of different colours, including the Cats, now at the Kangaroos. So how's the lead up to tonight's match? Bounce of the ball about an hour and a half away.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It's been obviously a bit of a different week going into a hub and sort of being up here on the Gold Coast all week, but I suppose it's pretty nice once you get into the stadium. It's sort of business as usual. So we're just going about our sort of normal routines.
Is there an advantage when your back's against the wall to get in with your mates and be in the one spot at the one time, travel on the bus together, hub together? Is that an advantage?
Well, not necessarily, because I think every club's doing it at the moment. So
yep.
I don't know. Definitely, you can certainly maybe a group and get a bit tighter and you know, increase the bonds and stuff like that, but. Well, I think we're a pretty close-knit group anyway. So, we'll just have to wait and see.
Josh, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. What are your thoughts? Is this the first time you've done an interview with a radio station prior to the game? I mean, immediately prior?
It might be, actually. I haven't thought about it too much, but yeah, probably.
What are your thoughts? You obviously, you know, you've been around the block a fair bit, and I mean that in the nicest way.
Yeah.
But how do you? I mean, North are really good with their promotion of their footy club, and it's part and parcel of the package now. I suppose it is AFL footy.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think it's we're sort of the way it's going. It's becoming more expected and a part of the game. And so, you know, whether it's pre-match, half-time, straight after, it's sort of just expected now. And I'm actually currently on the massage table, just getting a bit of a rub, so it's hopefully all worth just have a chat to you blokes.
Goodness me, Kozer will be on the massage table post this too once we get out of the hub, so that'll be fair. You'll get a few regions rubbed, I'm sure. But how have you found North? How have you found the environment there at the old shin boners?
No, it's been great. It's been really good. So can't speak highly enough of the people and the culture here. I've settled in sort of probably quicker than what I thought I would, so it's been really good. And I suppose on field as well, it can take a little bit, but I've got some great, I suppose, experienced heads around me down back, which have sort of helped me settle.
Josh, Lee Brown, good luck tonight. Thanks for joining us. The wash up from last week, it was obviously a disappointing result against Western Bulldogs. What areas do you need to improve from last week to give yourself a chance to get the 4 points tonight?
Yeah, it was disappointing, and I suppose the last few weeks have been a bit patchy, but I think Rhys Shaw sort of said during the week that it was our contested ball, which is something that we really pride ourselves on, being strong and part of the ball and around the contest. Just wasn't up to scratch for, I suppose, large chunks of the game last week, so it's been a focus on that, and that's something that I'd expect to see turn around tonight.
So how do you fix that during the week? Is it just a mindset, or is there something physical you've been able to do at training? Obviously, you can't do... I don't think you can do contact at the moment. So, you know, practising your contested ball obviously makes it really hard.
No, it's very much a mindset, I suppose, at the moment. You know, there's not a whole lot of physical gains you can make or stuff like that at the moment. So it's a mindset and just watching the vision. So it's just, you know, making sure we're thinking quickly and you're making those quick decisions once the ball's left your area to get over an out number. And often, you know, the team with the most players in the area comes out on top. So quick decisions and just making it more of a focus.
Josh, who do you think you might get tonight? I see they don't go in huge down four, but possibly McKernan. Have you played on him before?
Yeah, I think I've had a little bit of him in the past. So I'll probably, as it works now, you sort of don't get the traditional matchup of one bloke for the whole game. It sort of rotates around a little bit. So McKernan, maybe a bit of Liberto as well. I think Townsend's down there, so... mate, we'll just work it with the other defenders. We're pretty versatile, and we'll just take it as it comes.
Josh, Cat fans obviously interested in Bailey Scott. I know he's playing for North Melbourne, but son of Robert Scott, who played a lot of footy for the Cats. Tell us your thoughts on young Bailey, who's still only 20 years of age and really finding his way in AFL.
Yeah, he's still sort of finding his way, and he's a pretty silky mover and clever with the ball. So hopefully he can provide a bit of run on the outside for us tonight and just use the ball really clean. So we're hoping, not only hoping, but expecting that he'll come in and get the job done tonight.
And what about, obviously, K-Rock's own Sean Higgins, who did a bit of work with us over the last couple of years. Is he the most beautiful man you've ever played with?
He's 3 metres in front of me, and I've just watched him take his pants off for some reason.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not going to compliment anyone on that, because I don't want his head getting too big, but I think he takes a lot of pride in it.
Well, tell him for the boys from K-Rock said hello, because he's just dropped off us a little bit since he's gone into the hub.
Josh, I'll give him that feedback, yep.
What's the weather like up there, mate? Is there, have you had a chance to have a walk around on the ground yet? Can you give us a ground report?
Yeah, I have. It's pretty mild, but it's certainly not raining at the moment. So,
in the ground?
Should be a good night for footy. Should be a good night for footy, I think. Not overly wet.
Nice work for South Point Garden Supplies. Josh Walker giving us a ground report as well. We're talking to him for Prestige, Jaco. Josh, for our K-Rock listeners, and it's a rare opportunity, take us through what the next 80 minutes holds for you before you actually get out onto the ground. You've already said you're on the massage table. That's preemptive work, obviously, to loosen up whatever you need loosened up. But take us through what will unfold for you. Are you superstitious? Are you left sock, right sock sort of guy? How does it work for you in the change rooms?
No, I'm not too superstitious or anything like that. I've sort of found that I've become a bit more relaxed as I've got a bit older. And, it's just at the moment, it's pretty relaxed in the rooms and just taking it easy. And then you go into a sort of team meeting about an hour out. And from there, it's sort of switch on and get pretty serious. So, from the team meeting, you're going over your last minute, any plans and sort of your last minute message from the coach. And then it's out to do your first warm up, and it's all just about building the energy from there and making sure that by the time the siren does go, you're sort of switched on mentally and physically and ready to go.
Josh, you've had time at Geelong and at Brisbane, now at North. Who's the most manic one you've had in the change rooms with you? Who's the one that's got the headphones on, all in the zone, wants to bounce the ball, gets really annoying? And who's the most laid back?
Good question. I actually haven't thought about that. I'm pretty laid back, so I probably don't even notice who the manic ones are. The really serious ones are, because they're probably avoiding me. I'll probably find Licky McDonald at the moment. He's sort of pretty happy to have a joke around for the game. So him at the moment, and at the Lions, it was I'll throw my old mate Hodgie under the bus. I think he was probably pretty serious, but didn't want a joke as well.
All right, so Luke Hodgley, I suppose, had the stature to be able to do whatever he wanted to, I would suggest, at the Lions, Josh.
Yeah, it was a bit like that.
We appreciate your time. As I said, North Melbourne are really good, but this is a pivotal game for you tonight. Three in a row you've lost. You need to get this one in the winning column. Just leading in, what's been the message from Reece Shaw?
No, just as we spoke about during the week, there was parts of the game last week that we've got to fix up. Particularly around the contest and cracking in. So I think fingers crossed, you'll see that pretty early on.
All right, Josh, appreciate your time. We'll let you go away and enjoy the rest of your massage as well. So thanks for spending some time with K-Rock.
No worries. Thanks, Josh.
Josh Walker there, literally on the massage table. Jaco Prestige, of course. Prestige Jaco, they are the good people that bring to us our pre-match interview.
Prestige Jaco, pre-game interview.